It's time to check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia, as we do Tuesday mornings at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. And we're joined again today by PolitiFact Virginia reporter Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Well, we have a truth-or-meter item to ask you about today. Republican candidate for governor Ken Cuccinelli said at one of the appearances with his Democratic opponent Terry McAuliffe that McAuliffe, quote, is the person who invented the scheme to rent out the Lincoln bedroom, referring to the Lincoln bedroom in the White House back at a time when McAuliffe was the Democratic committee chairman, national committee chairman during the Clinton administration. Now, you checked out to see if, in fact, he was the inventor of that. What did you find out?
Well, the Lincoln bedroom episode, as you mentioned, Wayne, it harkens back to the mid-1990s when controversy erupted over Democratic donors staying at the White House while former President Bill Clinton was there. Now, the flap over the use of the bedroom began with a meeting that McAuliffe had in December 1994, right after Democrats suffered heavy losses in congressional elections that gave the GOP control of the House and the Senate. Now, McAuliffe, who back then was the Democratic National Committee's finance chairman, suggested that the president had to reconnect with donors to get them revved up for Clinton's reelection campaign 2 years later. Now, after that meeting, McAuliffe sent a memo to Nancy Hernreich, who was Clinton's director of Oval Office Operations, suggesting that the president meet key supporters for meals, coffees, other events. Well, McAuliffe's memo doesn't mention overnights. Now, the word overnight was scrawled on the front of the memo by Hernreich herself, and Clinton also scrawled a note on the back of McAuliffe's memo saying, Clinton said, quote, ready to start overnights right away. Now, Clinton has said that he suggested having overnights at the White House, but the former president denied that the Lincoln bedroom was ever sold, arguing that many of those who attended were friends. Now, congressional Republicans, however, said those overnights were indeed a key fundraising tool for the Democratic National Committee. Now, McAuliffe didn't deny that he recommended which people got invited to stay in the Lincoln bedroom, and there's no doubt the Democrat backed the sleepovers and recommended heavy hitters who could attend, but we see no evidence that McAuliffe invented the scheme, so we rated Cuccinelli's claim false.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.